This message was recorded live at the Ark Church in Conroe, Texas.
Tonight I want to share a little bit, part two of what Pastor was talking about a couple of weeks ago. He started talking about our identity, understanding who we are in Christ and how important it is to understand who we are in Christ. Because this guy I just talked about, Kylan, the rest of the story goes like this. He was a hearing impaired kid. See, ever since he was a kid, he had to wear hearing aids. And everybody made fun of him when he was growing up because he'd always have to kind of lean in or he couldn't understand all the conversations. And Kylan had this identity crisis and he had these things. Kids would make fun of him in high school and all the way through his life. And he thought, man, what can I ever do that would ever amount to anything? And so he started to get mad at God because of the handicap that he had and he thought he had in his life, being hearing impaired. And so Kylan was living under this lie that the enemy gave him that he wouldn't mount to anything. It wouldn't happen in his life because the kids that were making fun of him. And so I poured an interest into this kid's life, and I started to get an interest in him because I played sports and he wanted to play sports. And as a hearing impaired young kid that had about 80% loss of his hearing, he was an all-state halfback in football. Their team learned how to sign for him the plays and what to do, so he knew what he was going to do. See, don't let your limitations limit you what God has in store for your life. We have to know who we are in Christ. The moment it changed, Colin told me, and I went in and did ministry for him before, and he says, the moment it changed for me was when I accepted Jesus Christ fully into my life, and I said, Jesus, come into my life. I want to be a new creation in you. Man, I get all this baggage that I've had and the things I've dealt with. He goes, but I want to become something in my life. And Colin says, man, that's the time it lit in him. Don't let what you think is a limit what God wants to do in your life. We all have baggage. We all have things we carry. It's good to know what that is, but it's good to know that we're a new creation in Christ. I love how it says in Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are God's what? We're his workmanship created in who? In Christ Jesus. We're created in Christ Jesus. We have our identity in Christ Jesus. If you've given your life to Christ, you're a new creation in Christ. Your identity is in Christ Jesus. He said, who does good works in us, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are his masterpiece. You are his masterpiece. Do you see yourself as a masterpiece? Do you see yourself that? Is that the identity that you carry along with you and carry in your life, that you're a masterpiece in Christ? Or do you see yourself still with all your flaws and baggage and all the things that you carry around with us? How many know in life stuff happens to us? Man, labels are put on us. Things are put on us, just like what's put on Kylan is put on many of us in our lives. But we have to know what our identity is. Now, when I was growing up, I had to follow my father. My father was an all-county football player, basketball player, and baseball player. And so he made the all-county team, and he was the captain of the high school football team, basketball team, and baseball team. He was the quarterback in football. He was the shortstop in baseball, and he was the point guard in basketball. And so everywhere I went, when I started signing up for little leagues and all the rest of it, guess where my identity was? You are whose kid? You're Bobby Capp's kid. Oh, man, that means you must be the quarterback, the shortstop, and the point guard. Little did they know that, no, I was the wide receiver, the shooting guard, and I played center field. But my identity, they kept saying, no, you've got to be this because that's who your dad was. Anybody ever have that happen to them? Your identity from your family passed on from generation to generation to generation? Well, how many of those can be curses from our generations passed down, and there can be blessings from our families passed down to us? And I talked several months ago with you guys about the curses in our family, and everybody has stuff in their families. And I talked about how my uncle owned all the bars in town, and my grandmother is mentioned in the Bible. Jesus talked to her, and he said, you've been married 5 times, and the man you're with isn't even your husband. We weren't even allowed to go to grandma's house. And that was taboo. I mean, it was like, no way, you're going to grandma's. I mean, we have some dysfunction in our family, and how many know we can carry that down, the alcoholism, we can carry down the divorce stuff, we can carry down all the stuff and the baggage can come into our lives, or we can say, you know what, like my parents did, as soon as they received Christ, they said, no, that was our past, now this is our future, and it's in Christ, we're new creations in Christ, Christ made us differently now, we have a new purpose inside of our lives, we live differently, we respond differently. Funny little story I got to tell grand kids' stories while I have my grandkids around. So Brittany and Brandon, Brandon who works here, they, as many of you know, they adopted two girls here in Texas. And right after adoption, they started bringing the girls to church. The girls started understanding the Lord. And it was funny because one of them, Annalise, the youngest one, had a conversation with Mimi, Joyce. And she goes, "Mimi, are you a Christian?" I mean, she's just laying it right out there. "Mimi, are you a Christian?" You know, and "Yes, I'm a Christian." And Annalise is just like, "Well, I'm only half Christian." And Joyce goes, "What do you mean you're only half Christian?" "I'm half Christian, I'm half Mexican. That's what I am." You know? Your identity, you know? And so this little girl has this identity. She's only half Christian. And so Mimi had to walk her through that. I just walked out of the room and said, "That is your baby. You deal with that one, okay?" And so our identity, who we are in Christ, it makes all the difference in how we live our lives. How you see yourself now in your life in Christ, it makes all the difference how you're going to respond when situations come to you. What situations come in your life? I know as a kid, I was labeled as a young little kid. I was labeled as Nixie, and I had ants in my pants. Anybody remember that? Remember that statement? Okay. Now they give you medicine for that. You know, and so you know that was me. I still can't sit still hardly ever. You know, and so it's like that was my label. And oh, he's just Nixie. Oh, that's just little Nixie. And I was the youngest of three. I had two older sisters. And we had this half house that we were living in time, and it had the kitchen, archway into the kitchen, archway into the dining room, archway back into the living room. And I would just drive my mom and dad crazy chasing things and doing things all around. So what they did, they put a sofa in the living room where the archway is, and they put a curtain there. And so one day, it was just my mom and I at home, and my sisters were at school at the time. I was too young to go yet. And the doorbell rang. My mom was doing dishes or getting ready, dinner ready or something, and she was there, and she goes, "Oh, man, a salesman. I don't want to deal with any salesman. Oh, man, just wish they'd go away." And I thought, okay, I'll help out mom. You know, so she answers the door, and the guy says, "I'm selling encyclopedias, and if you will listen to my spiel, I'll give you a free Bible." Well, my mom was going to not listen to his spiel until she says, "I'll give you a free Bible." My mom goes, "Oh, okay, yeah, come on down." Well, I didn't hear that part. I was already in my bedroom doing my Lone Ranger act. Put my belt on. And so I come down, and all my mom says, all she can remember is the curtain parting. And this little plastic gun that I had, and I bopped that sales guy in the head, and I said, "We don't want anything you're selling, son." You know, and he went running off with his stuff. My mom never got a free Bible. You know, but it was my identity. Everywhere I went, "Oh, there's a little Nixie Bobby. Yeah, there he is. Everywhere." How many know those identity things can hang on to you? Now, those are some silly things. But how many know as we grow up, there's bigger things? Failure. Alcoholic. Won't amount to anything. Won't measure up. How many know there's labels that can be stuck into us, into our lives, and then go deep into us? And if we believe that lie from the enemy, it will keep us from all that God has for us in our lives. See, God's got a great plan for you. God's got a great destiny for you. So he created the universe. The creator of the universe looked down, and when he formed you and made you and created you, he made you for a great purpose. But if we walk in the lie of the enemy, we'll never discover what God has for us and the fullness he has. And so the enemy's job is to keep us at bay and not understand our fullness in God. I wrote this down. I think it's a great one. I'm going to say it a couple times. It says, "A lie believed as truth will affect your life as if it were true." Let me say it again. A lie from the enemy believed as truth will affect your life as if it were true. So if you're believing you're a failure, you believe you're not going to amount to anything, you believe you're lazy, you believe you'll never get out of debt, you believe your marriage will never get restored, you believe your health will never get restored, if that's what you're believing, you continue to believe that lie from the enemy, guess what? You're going to act that out in your life. Because after a while, you're going to believe that lie because that's not what God's word says about you. That's not what God says about you. God has some great plans for you. He has health for you. He has a great marriage for you. He has blessings financially over your life. There's things and promises in the Word of God that we have to understand, but we got to apply them into our identity, who we are in Christ. Is this making sense, guys? And when we do, it changes everything. Everything changes. Let's look at a couple scriptures here. And one's about the devil. It says this in John 8:44. It says, when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Where does those lies come from? From the devil. And this is Jesus. This is what Jesus has for you. Do you want to live that way or do you want to live what Jesus says? It says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will what? It will set you free. How many want to walk in freedom? Come on, how many of you want to walk in freedom? I mean, you want to say, you know what, I'm tired of that addiction. I'm tired of that habit. I'm tired of that thing that keeps weighing me down. I'm tired of that situation in my life. I'm tired of walking in unhealth. I'm tired of walking in poverty. I'm tired of walking in those things. I understand that God said he would what? Set me free. And I can be free in what? Free indeed. God has good plans for us. God has good things in store for our lives if we will receive that from the Lord. Now, you can choose. Right? You can choose to believe the lie, or you can choose to believe what? The truth of the Lord. How do you know the truth? You got to get into the Word. You got to know what the Word says. You got to say, man, that's for me. That's the identity. I'm gonna wrap myself into that identity. I don't have to be, I can be a new creation in Christ. Let's look at in a scripture, and this is found in the Old Testament in Judges chapter 6. And it's a story about Israel, and a story about the Midianites that took over, and for 7 years they were controlling Israel. And it's a story of Gideon, and how Gideon and the people were being infiltrated by the Midianites, and so they would come in for 7 years. Israel just kind of backed off and let these guys come in and take whatever they wanted, all their crops, all their animals, whatever they wanted to take. And so Israel, and this in the promised land, God said, I'm going to give you the promised land. They're in the promised land now that God had promised for them. And the enemy came, and they backed off from standing strong. And Gideon himself, it said he was in the wine press, and he was in there trying to hide from the Midianites because they were coming down to take and steal and rob from the people of Israel, God's people. Now, let's pick up the story. It says in Judges chapter 6, 12 through 16, it says, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Does it sound like the story I just said? For 7 years, they were in hiding. They were afraid of the Midianites. They were afraid of what was going on. So the angel comes and says, hey, mighty warrior. How many of you have ever had God give you a promise to go, I don't know if that's for me. I don't know if I can stand on that one. Here is, and it goes on, but sir, how many of you ever said, but God. But sir, Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Have you ever asked that? Why is all this happening to me? If I'm a child of God, if God has a master plan for me, if God has all these promises for me, why do I still, boom, 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 going through my situation? Why is it still happening? That's what Gideon asked. Let's look what else he said here. He says, where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they did? Did they not bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the land and or the hand of the Midians. The Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength and have and save Israel out of Midian's hands. I am not sending you, but the Lord, Gideon asked, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh. Now notice his excuses start mounting up. My clan is the weakest, and I am the least in my family. What was he doing? He was saying, this is my identity. All right, God, you said these promises. You sent this angel saying, man, we can take care of the Midianites. But man, I don't believe that because I believe I come from the weakest part of the whole tribe. And I'm the weakest one in the weakest tribe. How many of you ever felt like you didn't have the power to overcome those things that are holding you back? You felt like, man, how do I do that? How do I find that strength? How do I overcome? And the more we believe the lies, what happens? We retreat even more and more and more and more. We get more and more what? Passive? More and more that we believe the lies. More and more we say, well, that's just my destiny. That's just my lot in life. That's just what I'm going to have to go through the rest of my life. How many of you, God has a better plan than that? God says, mighty warrior, stand up. Child of God, rise up. Follower of Jesus Christ, guess what? God has good news for you. Greater is he that is in us than he that is what? In the world. We can become mighty warriors in Christ, just as Gideon, and you know the rest of the story. Gideon rises up and he takes a part of the army and he goes, and God says, no, too many guys, take some of them away. And he goes, all right, I'm going to take this group. And then he went and took that many number of people, and God says, no, still too many warriors here. Let's get it down to 300. And what we're going to do is we're going to blow trumpets, we're going to clap a bunch of clay jars together, and we're going to scatter the Midianite army. What do you think? Sounds like a great military plan, right? Let's go for it. Mighty warrior. Sometimes God's plans look a little different, don't they? But he says, walk, follow in it. Be confident in the things that God has for me. So let's look at three things real quick, and then I'm gonna wrap it up. Three things to walk out your identity in Christ. Number one, when you know who you are, you'll start thinking, start talking, and start acting or carrying yourself like a child of God. When you understand, put away the lies, and you start understanding your identity in Christ, you'll start what? Thinking, start what? Talking, speaking, and start acting yourself like a child of God. That's God's plan for you. God says, start believing it. Start believing it in your mind. Start speaking it. I am a child of God. You know, I've told my story of my cancer this last year and how God has healed me from that. Man, as I was speaking that healing scriptures out, God began to heal me. I mean, I was speaking it out. I still go for every morning a prayer walk. And as I'm doing my prayer walk, I said, I'm a child of the living God. God, thank you today for my healing. God, I am healed today in the name of Jesus. God, I am victorious. I am a victor, not a victim. Lord, thank you that we're the head, not the tail. That, man, we have victory in Christ. And greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. Man, I'm doing my prayer walk. I'm speaking out what I am believing. I'm putting a new identity into my life. Every single day, you need to wake up and go, man, child of God. Child of God today. This is what you need to do. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, we say this an awful lot around here. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? A what? A new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. That's your identity now. When you receive Christ, what? The old is gone. The new has come. What's the new? Life in Christ. Victory in Christ. Healing in Christ. A restored marriage in Christ. A child returning to God in Christ. All those things, you go, man, that's labels taken away. That is the old you. The new you is being renewed in your mind and your spirit, saying, you know what? In my mind, I'm believing new things about myself. I'm speaking new things about myself. I'm acting out new things about myself. Some of you are sitting in church tonight, and 2 years ago, you said, there's no way I was going to ever enter a door of a church. How many know you're a new creation in Christ now? What God is doing in your life. The more we get that in us, guys, the more victory you're going to have. The more you get that in it, the more you speak it, believe it, and understand it, the more victories you're going to have in your life, the more overcoming things that you're going to overcome in your lives. Don't live your life defeated. Live it victorious in Christ. Amen? So we've got to what? We've got to think, we've got to speak, and we've got to act on it. Second thing we do is this. After you do that is then people will see you the way you see yourself. Isn't that true? People will see you the way you see yourself. So how you see yourself is very important. I love this in Psalm 139, verse 14. It says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Turn to the person next to him. Tell them they're wonderfully made. Go ahead. Tell them that. Even if it's your spouse, okay? You are wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Some of you need to wake up every single morning and look in the mirror and say, Bob, you are wonderfully made. Or Bob, you are, how many know, every tonight, go to bed and go, so-and-so, I am wonderfully made. God made you exactly the way he wanted to make you. He put you in the right family. He put you in the right situation. You are what God created you to be. We have to look at it and go, God, thank you. I am wonderfully made. Well, isn't that kind of bragging? No, that's declaring what God says over you. You know how God, that's how God looks at you. We can look at ourselves differently. We go, well, I got this. I wish I could do that. I wish I'd take my nose in a little bit. Or I wish this was happening. But God says this. Listen. The creator of the universe says, I made you that way. Isn't that the scripture we read earlier? I formed you that way. You're exactly the way I wanted you to be. Man, now be the person God created you to be. I'm wonderfully made. Man, walk in that confidence that's saying, man, I'm wonderfully made. And why did God wonderfully make us? So that we can impact our world and be a light in a dark place. Not for ourselves. So we can impact others. So we say, man, my identity is in Christ. When I become a new creation in Christ, I take on the form of Christ. And now I can walk in confidence in Christ because I'm wonderfully made. I'm part of that DNA. I have God's DNA living inside of me. Will that make you act differently? Well, that makes you see yourself a little differently. People will see that in your life. If you're walking around defeated, guess what? They'll see that and go, don't you go to church? Don't you believe in God? Don't let them have any doubt about it. Walk in what God does. And even if you're going through a trial like I did this year, guess what? You can walk in the fullness of what God has for you. You guys, stand strong. Stand strong. Stay, even when you don't see it, you still believe it, still walk in confidence. This is what God's word says, man. This is who I am. I'm not a man of cancer. I'm a man that is healed of cancer in the name of Jesus. I'm believing that in my life, and I believe that this past year. The new identity in Christ. Amen? So we take that on. We got to have people see that in us. And the third thing is this, start thinking yourself as royalty. How many ever used to dream, I wish I was born into that family? Anybody ever think that? You bunch of liars. Anyhow, okay? Haven't we all kind of thought that? You know, man, I wish I was born. Man, if I was born in that family, I wouldn't have any money. Probably any other money. Okay? God says this, you're born into royalty. You are royal. It says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, says, but you are a what? Chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to who? To God. Come on, belonging to who? To God. We're royalty. We belong to God. That you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness, our old self, and into what? A wonderful light, our new self. When we understand who we are, there we go. When we understand who we are in Christ, he calls us out of that dark place and into a what? Marvelous light. Come on, how many of you are living in the light? Is the light shining in you and through you? Is the power of God working in your life? Are you believing, standing, knowing the promises of the Lord? Are you declaring the things that God has for you? Some of you need to say some declarations over your life. I'm going to share some of them with you tonight. Maybe nobody has told you this, but you are, as Almighty God says over you, you're a child of the Most High God. You are strong. You are talented. You are beautiful. You are wise. You are courageous. You have seeds of greatness. You can do all things through Christ. You are destined to great things. You have the right to be blessed, to be free, to be healthy, to be happy, and to be whole. God created you that way. Take on the identity that God's given you. Walk in your royal blood that God's given you and your royal authority, and watch what God will do in your life. Amen? Amen. Amen. God has great plans for you. God has great purposes for you. Walk in that. Believe that. Well, how do I do that, Bob? You got to get into the Word. You got to get into the Word and let the Word get into what? You. See, if all you're doing is listening to the negativity, if all you're doing is listening to all the negative things coming in and believing all the lies, guess what? You're going to live that life and that lie that you've been living. Or you can be set free by the power of a living God who loves you, cares for you, has a design plan for your life. Amen? Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for your purpose for our lives, God. And thank you that we can stand on your word and we can grow in your word. And Lord, for tonight, that the power of God will just do that transformation that needs to happen in many of our lives tonight. God, thank you for that identity that we have in you. We are new creations in Christ. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And God, we thank you for your amazing love for us and the plans you have. Lord, we open our hearts and our lives open to those plans. And we receive them from you. Now as your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, just kind of between you, me, and God, if you came tonight, you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to give you an opportunity. No one else is going to be looking around just between me and you. You say, man, I don't know Jesus. I would love to know him in a personal way. Or maybe you've been a long time since you've come to church, or maybe you've fallen away from God and want to come back to God, and tonight you want to declare that. I just want to ask you to slip up your hand if you're in any of those two areas, just want to receive Christ or coming back to Christ tonight. I want to pray with you. Anybody else? Yeah, thank you, buddy. Anybody else? Yeah, all the way in the back. Thanks. Thanks, buddy, in the back. Yeah. Man, God has a great plan for you. Come on, there's one or two more. God, this is your night. You feel the Holy Spirit just tugging. Yep, thank you, buddy. I say that. Yep, thank you, gal. Yep. Come on, let's just pray. Come on, God's moving tonight. One or two more. Come on, I believe God wants to do something in your life. Yep, I see that one. Thank you. Come on, church. Lives are being changed tonight. Lives are being changed. Yeah, gals right here in the middle. Thank you. Lives are being changed. Right now, you can take away that old identity, that old stuff. The enemy wants to hold on to that. Let it go. Walk in your fullness that God has for you. Anybody else? Yeah, I see that gal. Thank you. Man, hands all over the place. Come on, church. This is everybody. If you raised your hand, I want you to pray this, and I want the whole church to pray it out loud. Say this: Dear God, I know mankind needs a Savior, and I know I can't save myself. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and that God raised you from the dead. Right now, I confess you as my Lord, as my Savior, as the one who forgives me and restores me. Thank you, Jesus. My past is forgiven. I have a relationship with you. I am a new creation in Christ because I've said yes to you. In Jesus' name, now I pray for every single person to raise their hand, God. Just do a work in their lives. We're new creations in Christ. The old is gone. The new is restored. Lord, help us to walk in our identity and newness in you. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, church. Can we give the Lord a hand? He is so good. He is so good.
Thanks for listening to this message. For more about the Ark, visit thearkchurch.com.